Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, back to our mandatory mini camp coverage. And just heard it's brought to you by Cummings Marine Engines. Push more, pull harder, run longer. Bob, one of the guys at running back that I saw today, and we talked about it when they did the free agent signings,
right?
Undrafted guys. C.J. Donaldson, he's built differently than any of the backs that they have today. And I saw a couple runs, man, today that he really chugged it up the field. He's not an east-west guy.
North-south.
He's north-south up the field.
No, he had a nice burst, like 6'1", 230 pounds. And look at the depth that Ohio State had at running back. No, okay, you say, Mike, you know, you normally say, well, the next man up, it depends who it is. Well, they had a stable of running backs.
And they got him from West Virginia.
Yeah, Mike, it's unbelievable. So I look at C.J. Donaldson. Now, what he needs to do, you get the coach's attention every time they film it in practice, and then what you could do in preseason. You know who took advantage of his opportunity? We all know Etienne is the guy. Look what they've invested in him.
It's Travis, yeah.
Yeah, we know he's the guy. But look how he took advantage of his opportunity. Audric Estime last year. Man, when he came in, now, Mike, he's 5'11", 227, hovering around 230. You know, he's going into his third season. You know, Notre Dame guy, so it ain't his first rodeo. So a lot of competition at the running back position, and that's when, to me, how can you truly evaluate a running back? Obviously, what they do in practice and you film it, but nobody tackles anymore. So what do you have to do? Have a great showing in a preseason game. Let's say you have 9 to 12 carries. What are you averaging per carry? And then when the coach has you, whether it's first, second, or third down, what's the obvious passing situation? Do you know who in the hell you got to block if you have to stay in for pass protection? All those little things, that's the difference on the back end. And then how are you going to contribute on special teams, whether you make the team or not? But, yeah, C.J. Donaldson, the first time I got the witness of him, no, he's not little. He's not
by
little.
By any stretch,
and
he's not.
I saw that nice burst. That's when the DB's hoping you're not going to knock a snot bubble on him. If he's got a steam of north and south and he's heading full steam ahead, that's when you almost want to, like, trip him. Because then if you go to hit him high, you might get run over.
Okay, we won't see this in practice, but he is a really good short yardage red zone guy. That's how Ohio State really used him a lot. The other guy, too, is Mike Hilden from Central Michigan, the defensive end, edge guy. And I saw a couple times today his ability to use his arms and hands to get off of a block was impressive to me as a guy coming out of college, because sometimes they kind of overwhelm people athletically. Man, but he's a good technician, Mike Hilden. He is really good.
Yeah, and you look, even last year, he made the team. Look, Fidel Diggs, Mike. He looked like an edge guy, 6'4", 257, 260.
Now, he looks the part.
Yeah.
And
Mike, if you look at him, what was he, a seventh-round draft pick out of Syracuse?
Yeah. He started at A&M, and then he transferred that final season to Syracuse.
And, Mike, we'll talk a little bit more when we come back about the defensive ends. And with Cam Jordan being back in the fold, people might ask, Bobby, what are they going to do? Look at all the defensive ends we have. Well, a competition brings out the best out of everyone. I think it'll make Carl Grandison better and Chase Young that Cam's back in-house.
My thing in fourth quarter, make sure Chase Young, Carl Grandison, and Cam Jordan are on the field.
Yeah, ready to roll.